I'm at Dalriach Primary School in Dumbarton, West Dumbartonshire Council. I've been joined by Jane Grafton. Jane, you've been a teacher here, and you're, as like many teachers, you've been at the forefront of many IT developments, from North Training all the way through to Glow Training, and now you're part of this iPad initiative in the school.
Mm-hmm.
You were saying in the staff room that you really quite like the tool.
I love it.
Why?
I love it. I think I'm excited by it, so I think that makes it interesting. You know, it's something I'm learning as well with the children, but the children are really enthused by the learning that they're getting through the iPads and the fact that they can use it in many different areas and across the curriculum, in the maths, in their language, in their interdisciplinary learning. It's available quickly, we can take it anywhere.
You talked about that in the staff room. You were saying that the word you said was versatility.
Very.
What do you mean by that?
I just mean that if things happening, you can go and collect the iPads and you can record it, you can use it, you can be you suddenly think of something that's happening, you can use the iPads to enable it to take off. You don't have to plan, because it can come with you, not timetable to go to a particular room or a...
So you're finding that it's a piece of technology that almost becomes, let's say, a seamless way in which you can integrate it into the everyday practice of or life of the classroom.
Definitely, yes.
So you don't need to go to the IT suite or something. Is that something you're finding beneficial?
Very beneficial, yes. I mean, we're lucky in that the way it's timetabled, there's a lot of time where, in the afternoons particularly, where it's free. So if you're doing something and you suddenly think, right, you know, that would be, we could go off in this direction or a different direction, and we could use the iPads to, I don't know, record it or make stories or record some experiments that we're doing the other day. We wanted to watch what we were doing, so you just get the iPad and it's there, it's immediate, you fetch it.
What about things like the IT skills threshold, you might think, with a device such as this? For other teachers who may be new to using an iPad, or their school's going to be trying one of these pilots, what would you say to teachers who have maybe found technology something that's been a challenge from the past? What's been your experience of that?
Well, I struggled to send emails, so getting an iPad was a scary thought, but I love it. It's easy. You don't spoil things. You can just play about with it, and you learn through playing about with it. And that's what I've done, and I love it, and I'm good on it.
Well, great. It seems to have been a really kind of a positive experience for you. But in terms of the learners you work with, how has it been a positive experience for them in terms of, let's say, impact on them as learners?
I think it's enthusiasm. I think the most thing is motivation and enthusiasm that they've been able to get from this. You know, writing things down on bit of paper doesn't enthuse them, but doing it on an iPad, it certainly does. Being able to record what they're doing in different ways.
Do you think that point about being able to use, let's say, rich, dynamic means of capturing data, such as video, animation, audio, text, do you think that's something that appeals to and maybe resonates with young learners today?
Oh, definitely. I mean, they've got it at home, so why not have it in school? I mean, it's throughout their environment, everybody's using it, so we need to bring it into school and we need to be using it here. And it enthuses them, they love it, so it's got to impact on their learning. And certainly in this school, they find it very easy. You know, they're teaching me most of the time, so, you know, we're learning it together and they're enthused by it. And I'm sure, you know, we're seeing differences in their learning. We're seeing confidence growing, children who would sit back and not want to join in, not want to be part of a group, are just coming forwards because the iPads are bringing them. They love it.
So this morning we saw some children who were all doing the same topic, but in terms of what they were asked, what they decided, in terms of personalisation, how they decided to present their learning, somebody used the presentation tool, Keynote, somebody used the stop motion animation package, somebody used Comic Life, somebody chose to use, I think it was iMovie, iMovie trailers. And so there was that sense of, well, I'm going to make a decision about...
I go the way we want to go. And they have to make group decisions on going off in one direction. So there's all sorts of social skills and different things coming out, particularly when they're doing co-op learning activities. But, yeah, they've got lots of choice. lots of choice.
So on the whole, a positive experience?
Very, yes, very positive experience. One that I'm hoping we're not going to lose and is going to get better and better and better.
Okay. Listen, thanks very much for your time.
Okay.
And good luck with it.
Thank you.